Hello and welcome to the official start of season two of the Shift Your Day Job podcast. It is crazy to think that I have been podcasting for a year now, and I'm so grateful for your support and for the many amazing guests that I have had on my show. Some of them I was already friends with or acquainted with, and others were brand new to me. Creating new connections and building a support group of women who are doing similar things to what I'm doing has just been so powerful and been such a great example to me of the power of community and the power of surrounding yourself with like-minded people. And I just love that there are so many women that I've met because of my podcast. And I truly believe that I can reach out to them for support, for help, to ask a question. One of my favorite things is ending a podcast episode and the guest asking me how they can help support me in my business. And I'm just so grateful for that generosity and that, you know, as women, I believe we are socialized to be in competition with one another. And I am just so grateful to be in a space where women are cheering each other on and are being examples for one another and are lifting each other up. And so I hope that with this first year of the podcast, that you have been able to feel the power that comes with women coming together and sharing their stories and being vulnerable and recognizing that we're all in this together. As I reflect on the past year and think about where I started versus where I am right now, kind of hard to remember how challenging it was in the beginning to start creating this podcast. A year ago, I was trying to find my voice, and I wanted to use this platform as an opportunity to start speaking more about my experience and about what I've learned through my career change and through all of the things in my life that have led me to this point. Because I remember a time when I was just, I kept everything to myself and I felt like I wasn't allowed to speak my truth, to share with people what I was going through and to use my voice. And I'm just like, hindsight's 2020. So, you know, looking back and seeing how far I've come is just such a blessing. And I say it all the time on the podcast, but we don't give ourselves credit enough for the progress that we're making in our lives and for the person who we are today. We aren't the same person that we were yesterday, and we aren't the same person that we were a month ago or a year ago or 10 years ago. And that's a good thing. That's what life is all about. It's about doing the best we can in making decisions for our lives and being willing to see what happens and course correct as needed. And I really believe that when it comes to career change, you're always allowed to course correct. And maybe when you first started your career that you have now, it was everything you wanted it to be. And now that some time has gone by, things can change, and that's okay. What really matters is that you are in tune with your wants and needs and desires. I know that is easy to let relationships or outside circumstances influence our decision making. We often look around and care so much for the people we work with or our family members and how our job would affect them. And yet, when we are so focused on those relationships, sometimes we lose sight of what we really want for ourselves, what's going to really make us feel happy and fulfilled and purposeful at work. And I've found myself doing that recently. One of the things that I love about my job are the people that I work with. And because of those relationships that I've built, some of them are so strong that any consideration of a new opportunity to leave the company or move away is just like so difficult for me to imagine. And this week, one of my dear friends who I've worked side by side with for the past 3 years has been reassigned to a new team. And it has really rocked my world. You know, you go with the flow and are used to somebody being there every day and collaborating with them. And you've built that trust over time that you just know that when things get tough, you have someone to lean on. And the fact that I have no control over this change has really kind of shook me and helped me to start really reflecting on what it is that I want in my career and gotten me curious as to whether or not I've become complacent. Or maybe I've just been avoiding really looking intrinsically because of the value that I put on my relationship with my coworkers. And along the way, struggling with this change, I've been reflecting on the past 3 years and recognizing how far I've come. I think of when I first started at this job, it was a totally brand new industry, brand new environment, and it was a learning curve. And I remember crying often because obviously if you've been listening to this podcast long enough, you know that I cry. That is how I process my emotions. And in the beginning, I had a lot of imposter syndrome and I felt a lot of pressure to perform and do a good job because I'm a type A personality, you know, and I think I need to get it right the first time. And yet that wasn't the reality. I remember in the beginning, I would ask the same question over and over and over again because I just couldn't remember the answer. And now, 3 years later, I feel like I could answer a lot of those questions that I just could never grasp in the beginning. I've had coworkers tell me, oh, I forget sometimes that you've only been doing this for 3 years because you're doing such a good job. And my point being a few things. Number one, we never know the impact that we're having on our company, on our business, in other people's lives. And number two, the only way to succeed and to learn and to grow is to go through hard things and cultivate resilience over time. The only way you will grow and be successful is through challenges, which sucks. Let's be honest. This past week has sucked so bad for me. And the beginning of my new career was kind of sucky, but I knew it's what I wanted to be doing. And I was determined to see it through. And it comes back to these decisions that we make for ourselves. When we know the why behind what we're doing, that is the fuel that keeps us going, even when it gets hard. And I just want to encourage you to reflect on where you've been and where you are now. Decide where it is that you want to be going by looking internally and really figuring out what it is that you want out of your career and your life, and then be willing to take risks in order to achieve that goal. Because as scary as it might be, because it's new and different and something you haven't done before, if you know why you want it and why you're doing it, and you have the support that you need along the way, there's no way that you're not going to succeed, because you won't give up when you fall down or fail or cry every day because it's hard. You will get yourself back up again and you will show up for yourself the next day and the next day until you get to a point where you realize, wow, look how far I've come. I am now the expert. And then you can be grateful for the hard times and proud of what you've done and what you've accomplished. So with that, I am excited to start off a new season of the Shift Your Day Job podcast, where I will be featuring more incredible guests who have made career changes and who will share their struggles and triumphs, who will teach you the lessons that they learned along the way, so maybe you don't have to go through them yourself, and who will inspire you to keep going and keep pursuing your dream, your desire, the career that you truly want, because you don't really know how amazing your life can be, what kind of opportunities will present themselves when you are living in a way that is true to yourself, living authentically, showing up for yourself as yourself and being unapologetic about it, because the world needs your superpower. You are the only one of you, and playing small is not an option. So I hope you continue to join me every Thursday for another year of amazing episodes. Thank you again for being here, and I look forward to connecting with you through this podcast and on social media.